And for help with serious subtle effects from this.
Yeah, I pray that you would continue to do and do even more.
And then I'll have a just to be in the sight.
Yeah, I pray that you would keep the hearts of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that you would show your power in doing miracles and healing, because that's your
will. あなたがあなたの力で奇跡と癒しを起こしてくださいますように。あなたの約束を感謝します。あなたの約束はあなたの力が起こるということです。それに祈ります。イエス様の前としてお祈りします。
Anybody else who has anything that they would like prayer for or praise about?
My buddy, my friend back home, Jake is his name. He's a non-believer, and he's just been hit with, I don't particularly know because I haven't been there in a while, but like when I was working with him, he was... His liver, something went wrong with his liver, and like we would be working, and then all of a sudden Jake would have to go away and puke his guts out. Like you could hear it from halfway across our workplace. And and he's like this close to believing in God. Like he has a lot of the right ideas about who he is, but he doesn't trust the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that it's been corrupted over time, and without the Bible it's kind of hard to know who God really is. So just pray that for healing and that some way he's able to come to Jesus.
イエス様を信じることはありませんけれども、肝臓不良で本当に大変なところを取っています。いろんなことを聞いてきましたけれども、信仰を持って私を癒しを受けるようにジェイクさんのために祈ってほしいという思いますね。天の竜巻ジェイクさんのために祈ります。
イエスが
話すように、この苦しみがあるときに本当にあなたを見上げることができますよ。
But we know that sometimes you use our struggles and pain so that we can set our eyes on you. So we pray that that would happen for him.
周りに必要な友達、人を与えてください。
And we pray that you would put people around him, friends around him.
あなたによる励ましと癒しがあります。
And we pray that he would be encouraged and also that you would heal his body.
Well, first of all, praise report.
感謝の言葉して、これは。
I just wanted to thank God just because of the Ascend conference that's happening right now in Orlando.
オランドで今、コンフェンスであるんですけども、
I don't know how many people, but there's a lot of people there right now. Just all of these people just giving their hearts to go out and onto the mission field and support mission.
本当に宣教のことに神様から使命を与えていただいて、
It started at 12 a.m. today and it's going to finish at 12 p.m. today.
もう一日中そういう集会が、
It's being broadcast all over the world.
世界中にそういう報道。
And I was just watching it and I was just so encouraged and moved to see like this huge stadium full of young people just getting ready to just serve and give their hearts again over to God.
神様に従って生きていこうというそういう姿を見てあります。
And so I just wanted to thank God for that, and I just want to pray too that it wouldn't be just like a one-time event thing, that it really goes beyond this and it really ushers many people into missions around the world. And as a prayer as well, I haven't been feeling super well. My body has been kind of my most recent problem has been for the past 2 weeks. I've had like some nerves. I think it's nerve pain in my neck. I thought it was just a small thing, but it continued for a long time. But little by little, I've been feeling better. So that's good. But I'm just praying for full healing. And then along with that, Tim and I are planning to go on another Oika vision trip. Tim and I and some of the other missionaries from our base while in Tokyo, we are planning to plant a base down in Oika, Kyushu. And so we keep doing periodical trips down there to really see what God is doing, what He's stirring, and just connect with the churches and pastors there. And so actually, in one day, we were actually able to raise $200 from like five or so different people. So that was really cool. But we still need another $1,200, and we're going in a week. So we know God is outside of time, and He can provide in an instant. We've seen Him do it many times, but if you could be praying for us, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much.
I just also want to mention, 松岡さんはその自分の本当に九州の教会でもうたくさんの癒し、見たんですので、もしも、私が祈りますけれども、その姉妹も祈っていただければぜひお願いします。 So, Mrs. Masoka, she doesn't talk much, but she's like an amazing lady. She's a pastor's wife, and they planted a church in Kyushu as well, different area. But they saw incredibly like healing after healing after healing after healing, and like a whole lot of people in that town got saved, and their whole family got saved, and amazing. So, if you feel led to pray for Julie's healing of her body, please do, and I'll also pray. Father God, I just pray for Julie. Father God, you know. Father, we just also want to pray for Julian Kim's need of finance. We pray that not only for their trip, but also for their Japanese studies, for all of their needs, that you would supply. We know that you are faithful. Pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sure.
Yeah. So my wife has been preparing message and all that too, but this went in a different way. So I would just want to share a few. Okay.
But I want to share.
Are you going to share a testimony? What are you going to do? I don't want you to preach because you can do that another day. You can go ahead. Hi, as the spirit leads, don't.
昨日と一昨日私は日本と韓国の、神学者たちとの集まりって言いました。
So yesterday and Friday I went to a meeting that was a gathering of Korean and Japanese teachers and seminaries or Bible colleges.
で、歴史的に見ると日本と韓国はこういろんなことがあって日本がこう植民地にしたと思います。
And as many of you know, Korea and Japan have a long, a history that has a lot of friction, and there's a lot of antipathy in Korea toward Japan and Japanese people.
そして日本政府が特に韓国のクリスチャンたちを迫害したという歴史があります。
And the Japanese the Japanese government or military politicians, they really persecuted Korean Christians.
ですから私たちはいろんな面でその韓国のクリスチャンにこう謝らなきゃいけないことがいっぱいあるんですけど、ね。
So there's so much that as a Christian, a Japanese Christian, there's so much that I feel I need to apologize to Korean Christians about.
でも今回本当私示した経験したことは、
But this time, I had, this experience.
その韓国の学者たちが日本人の私たちをこう愛して受け止めてくれるということです。
And that was that the Korean Christians came to Japan and they really shared the love of Christ with us Japanese Christians.
私たちが謝る前にもう私たちを愛して受け止めて。
Before I was able to say any kind of word of apology, I already was embraced and loved.
とても考えることが多い集会。
And it was really a time for me to really think and reflect. That's it? Okay. Well, I will just share a tiny bit of my message and then I will share the rest of it next week. But what I want to share is the end of my message.
今日は私が今日話したことの最後のところを少しお話したと思いますけども。
We've been going through the book of Acts.
使徒行伝を私たち読んできました。
And we just left Paul in Athens.
で、パウロがアテネにいたところの話でした。
And that's Acts 17, if you're
使徒行伝の17章ですけども。
Paul had shared with the leaders of the leaders, and some of them had become believers.
Paul はそのアテネの指導者の中でメッセージを語って、そのうちの何人かが信仰を持ちましたね。
But then Paul kind of it seemed abruptly left Athens. He left as quickly as he went.
理由はありませんけれども、急にパウロはアテネを離れることが17章で言いました。
And that's in chapter 18. And he goes to Corinth.
それから彼はコリントの町に行きます。
And different things kind of happen when he's in Corinth.
コリントに行った時にいろんなことが起きるんですけども。
And a lot of it wasn't easy.
で、そこではいいことばっかりではなくて。
And although we have so incredibly much to be grateful for, I mean, the blessings that God has just poured onto us is we can't count. The little kid's song is count your blessings, name them one by one. Well, we can't count them. Because God has blessed us so incredibly much.
本当に実際には本当に多くのことを感謝して与えてくださっています。
But that doesn't mean it's always easy.
でもそれはいつもいいわけではなくて。
First of all, I'm glad to have young people who are good at technology. It's another blessing from the Lord. Anyway, what we have been thinking about, especially the last few weeks in Acts,
この数週間お話ししたことは、
is how to share the gospel.
私はどのように福音を伝えるかということです。
And, you know, I always start with this one.
でこのことをいつも思うんですけども、
that it's not people, but it's rather the Holy Spirit moving through people. That's the book of Acts about.
その使徒言行を読むときには、聖霊様が人を通して働かれていると。
We have to just all we need to do is be humble and obedient.
私たちはいつも本当に謙遜であって、また。
And when we lack humility, or when we lack obedience, we just mostly get in God's way. We become so big in the picture that people can no longer see God. So we've been considering from the very beginning of Acts.The first step toward getting somewhere is to decide that you are not going to stay where you are.
で、どっかに行くときには自分のその今ある場所から一歩踏み出さなきゃいけない。
So that's where you are this morning.
ですから今朝も私たちは今ある場所にいますけども。
Where you are in your heart, in your relationship with God.
立ってる場所また自分の神様の関係も含めてその前にその前に。
And where we are also as a community, as God's family, right here.In Higashikurume, in Tokyo, in Japan, and right now, in 2019, February 24th, at 12 o'clock. What's right?Doesn't have to be changed.
私たちが変えられる必要はね。
変えられる必要はない。
ないのね。
What's going right? What we're doing right? We don't need to change that. We maybe just need to do it better.
変えるんじゃなくて、より良くする必要
がある。Maybe that's in your individual life or as.
This
family here. But what's not right?
で、正しくないことは何かというと、
we have to see that.
私たちは見なくてはいけない。
And we have to decide that we're not going to stay here. We're not going. This is not the way it should be. It's not the way God wants it to be. So once again, the last few weeks we've been considering this question. What do we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
私はそのクリスチャンの福音を述べたい時に分かち合う時に何をいつも変わらなくて入れていなくてはいけないかということを話していました。
And, you know, we've shared some answers with one another, but I don't want anyone to think I have the answer.
でもですね、いろんなこと言いますけど、私はこれが答えだっていうことを言い切ることは必要ないんですね。
Because there is such a tremendous need in this country where most of us live for the gospel.
私たちがここに生きているこの場所には本当に神様の福音を聞く必要のある方が多くいます。
Only one person out of 100
is a Christian. What about the 99?
You
know,
God left the 99 to go after the one. I just want to encourage you. You are the one who has been called to go after the 99.
迷っている救助引きを探しに行くことがあなたに託されていることかもしれません。
We need such a greater understanding. We need to listen better to Japanese people, the young and the old, the weak and the strong, the leaders and the homeless, because almost everybody in Japan needs the light.And actually, as I was going over my message this morning, I was really late coming here for prayer time. Like, I missed it completely. Not like missed. And one of the reasons was I was really praying at home. And I walked here and I was justPraying for this nation, for this community, you know, that where I work for my neighbors. And this one verse kept ringing in my heart. And it's an encouragement that Paul said、to the Corinthians. And since it starts with therefore, the whole chapter is talking about the resurrection of Christ.
それはキリストの蘇りについて言ったところで、そしてこのことが起きたからということで始まる文章です。
So let's start it by saying because.
なぜならばということで私は。
Christ was risen
from the dead.
Because of the bodily resurrection of Christ.
死から蘇られたこの現実的なことがあったので私たちは
Because of that, my dear beloved brothers and sisters
ですから私の親愛する兄弟姉妹たちをこれパウロが言ってるんですけども
And he said, be steadfast
いつも注意してありなさい
And what he means by that is don'tGive up your ground. Stand fast. Keep your position as a child of God. Don't let anything shake that up. We stand on the ground on Yudugonai.
Yudugonai.
How do I say that in English?The unshakable ground. We stand on unshakable ground. And then he says, be immovable. And that sounds like the same thing, but it's more hold on to your convictions. Hold on to what you believe and don't let anything shake that up.
どんな人がいろんなことを聞いてもそれを握って離さないでいなさいしっかりつかみなさいっていうところです
And he says, be firm in what you believe.
そして自分の信じていることに固く立ちなさい
So there's a bit of repetition going on here.
何度も同じように頑張って固くということがありますけれども
And then he continues like this.
そしてこのように続きます
He tells them, alwaysAbounding in the work of the Lord.
いつも主の働きにつながっていなさい。
Now he's not talking about to full-time missionaries.
別にこれはですね、あのフルタイムの宣教師になれってい
う。He's not talking to the leaders of the church, the apostles in Jerusalem.
教会の指導者とかそういう人たちについて言ってるんではないんです。
He's talking to the normal, everyday Joe in the Corinthian church.
コリントにいた人たちが普通の人たちに語っています
Tell them to be always abounding in the work of the Lord.
いつも主の働きにつながっていなさい
And then he continues like this.
そしてこのように続きます
How are you going to do that? He says,
そのことを
続くには What do we need to know?
私たちは知らなければ
How are we going to continue and abound in the work of the Lord? Knowing that your labor is not in vain.
Knowing
that your labor, not just any labor, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The word he uses for work, abounding in the work, and the word he uses for knowing that your labor are different words.
この働きを知るっていう言葉、言語的には違う言葉なんですけども。The
word labor implies some of that difficulty and striving that Maddie was sharing
about.この働きにはいろんな苦難や苦痛が伴うものなんですね。
It doesn't necessarily mean a striving in our own power, but it's talking about struggle and hardship and the word we all love,
suffering.頑張るとかいう言葉、努力っていう言葉ってあって、その中にはね、苦難、苦痛、痛み、そういうものがこの働きという中に含まれていることを私は覚えているでしょう。And
if anyone knew about labor, it was Paul, right?
この働きの道でよく知ってたこの、よく知ってたこのパウロさんですけども。
I mean, it blows my mind. How much he
でも彼はこういうですね。No,
that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
ある働きは虚しくなることがないとパウロは語ってました。So
the reason I was late and kind of crying at home this morning is because. As I was going through my message, and before I was coming here to worship with you guys, I was thinking of all the people that I really poured my life into in Japan. These are people that I really love. Love with the love of God, that God transplanted His love for them into my heart. Like Jake. Or like Uncle James,
you know?
People like that. I thought of them so many. I mean, look at Facebook, but we're talking about way before the pictures on Facebook. But, you know, just look at the pictures and the faces and remember. Because if we're abounding in the work of the Lord, there's also going to be time of labor.
And there's going to be time
when it seems like our labor is in vain.
そうじゃないということを皆さん共に私たちは、もう一度確認したいと思うんですね。主の働きは虚しくならないと。So, just
to end, I just want to pray with you guys.
じゃあ終わりにということになりたいと思います。
Lord leads you to share and pray. Please just feel free.
ますけども、本当に声を上げて祈る。Let's listen to the Lord, what he is sharing. 神様、私たちを御存知です。今私たちの思っていることも全てご存知です。私たちの必要はご存知です。神様、今私たちはあなたの前に立ちます。神様、私たちの心の底の問題、あなたがご存知です。神様、私たちは本当に自由になりたいです。
And Father God, we want to be set free in your Son. And we want to know that we're a member of your family, Lord. Lord, we pray that right now you would answer the problems and the questions that are shouting in our hearts. And Lord, we, in order for you to do that right now, we open up our hearts to you so that you can come in. Lord, so we invite you, please come into the deepest and darkest places of our hearts. And we pray that your light would shine in those places, those hurting places. We pray that you would bring your healing to those hurting places. Lord, there's places in each and every single one of our hearts that have become hard, and we pray that you would make them soft once again. Lord, we can't do that on our own strength, or people cannot do that on their strength. But Lord, no matter what it is, you can do that. There's no darkness too dark that your light cannot shine in. You know all things, Lord. And you have promised us. In the name of Jesus, every chain will be broken. In the name of Jesus, we have authority and power. And in the name and by the cross of Jesus, we have forgiveness for all Lord, set us free today. Lord, change us today and we return, we come back to you right here and right now, Lord. And Lord, not later, but right now, we pray that we could take a step to get closer to you. And we pray that you would change us. And Lord, we pray that we wouldn't live our lives looking down at the ground, but rather we would live our lives looking at you. Father, we pray that you would fill us with your love, God, so that we would be able to love the people in our midst, Lord, and to also forgive them. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would work in our hearts right now. We pray that you would work, Holy Spirit, right now. Touch us now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We return to you, Lord.